Good morning and welcome to South Florida Sunday. I'm Tracy St. George, joined today by Mr. Kelly Landers, who's the CEO of CARP, which is Comprehensive Alcoholism Rehabilitation Programs. Good morning, Mr. Landers.
Good morning.
So do you actually call it CARP or do you call it C-A-R-P? I want to make sure that I'm doing it right.
CARP, and it's been that way since 1972.
I was just going to ask that. What is CARP and how long have you been around? So you already answered a question since 1972.
CARP is a 12-step home. We have two different buildings, one for men and one for women. And it's a 12-step home. It's 12-step abstinent-based recovery. And it's a 90-day program. And the people there, it doesn't cost a dime to be there. And we provide that experience for people that are serious about becoming sober.
So if it doesn't cost a dime, does that mean this is covered by insurance or is it covered by donations that we will cover later in our chat?
We do not. We pay for the experience for them to be there. We're not a state-funded agency. We don't run people's insurance. We are self-funded by our investments as well as our donors and foundations that support us.
Awesome. So tell us about CARP's program.
So it's a 90-day program, and a typical day is you get up in the morning and you clean up your make your breakfast and clean up your apartment, and then you come down for a meeting where we'll review some of the literature, and the men share on that, or in the women's home, the women do, and then there's a meeting at 10:30, and they'll review some additional literature. Then they go outside for meetings twice a week. Our men and twice a week our women go and visit one of our partners, Restoration Bridge, and they go and they help load food boxes for families that need them. And it's a wonderful experience for our people. Gives them the opportunity to, you know, if you want self-esteem, you do esteemable acts. And then it helps them in terms of feeling good about doing service for others. Mm-hmm. And the food that they help load is also provided to the house, and that becomes the food for the week for our clients. And so it's kind of a wonderful feeling where they get to be useful and be of service.
Right. And does this go on, do your programs go on all day long, or do they have free time? Do they get to go off campus and go shopping? Or what do they, like in the evening time, what happens then?
Well, it's an all-in program, and what we tell people is when you come to CARP, you don't leave to go to work. You don't go home on the weekends. It's all in. There's no midnight walk to the door on your own. Everything you do is a group. And there are plenty of activities that we provide. Once a week, the men and the women separately go to the beach, as well as there are different community events that they will go to. For example, we had our men go to a baseball game, and the women did too on a different night. Mm-hmm. So we have different activities that they have. But a lot of it is you go outside of the building to go to attend different 12-step meetings that are available in the community. And that's really what helps them a lot, because that's where they'll find someone to walk them through the steps, the 12 steps, and really helps them out.
Like AA, do you have sponsors with CARP?
We ask them to get a sponsor, mm-hmm. whether it's from AA, NA, or other programs. And that's part of getting sober, is getting plugged into the outside community. So that way, when you finally get to the end of your 90 days, you have a plan about where you're going to be and what you're going to do.
Right. And now you said it doesn't cost anything to go to CARP for 90 days. So how is it funded? How can people help your mission?
Well, in a very practical way, at carpinc.org, so that's carpinc.org is our website. And anybody that wants to support CARP can go on there and make a donation. And certainly you can reach out to us at CARP. And if you're interested in making a larger donation, we are happy to meet with you and provide a tour and show you what we do. But we're providing a place for people to go when they don't have anywhere else to go. Mm-hmm. And giving them 90 days of sobriety in a, you know, wonderful, beautiful facility. Each facility was built The men's was built in 22, and the women's was built and opened in 2021. So they're both really nice. I mean, the whole idea was to treat people with dignity and respect and provide them a good, solid, clean place to live. And we believe we've accomplished that.
Yes.
And we've been very successful with our people getting sober.
I was going to ask about your success rate, but I don't know if you gauge success in a program like that.
It's, you know, a lot of the people that do support us would like, they like some kind of demonstration of
right.
how successful
yeah.
we are. We hired a college professor to come in and evaluate all of our people that had graduated. And we did that in 2022 with our 21 graduates. And the professor was able to reach out to those graduates. And the question was, are you still sober? And 93% of our graduates remain sober.
Wow.
Very high. And it's unheard of. But, you know, we're proud of what we do. We give people a chance when they have nowhere else to go.
When you're, I'm assuming, when you are in the throes of alcoholism, you think, I can never get better. This is too hard. This is awful. But you can turn it around in 90 days.
Well, that's the beginning. It's, mm-hmm. it's a day, one day at a time.
Exactly.
Okay? And but we teach people what to do and how to live their lives sober. And if they follow, you know, they learn. You get up in the morning, you make your bed. They learn that you clean your apartment. They learn that you come, that you'll read your daily meditations. And then you're plugged in. There, it's immersion for them, but you're plugged in with sober people. You call or talk to three sober people the first thing in the morning, so you know you're going to be okay. Then you plan what meeting you're going to go to that day. And then as long as you do those things and you get involved and you help other people, then you're going to be just fine, and you're going to stay sober.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's when you start subtracting those things from your sobriety is when you get in trouble. Well, maybe I won't go to a meeting every day this week. I'll go three times this week, or I'll go once a week. And I really don't need to be talking to anybody because I've got this now. I'm all good. And that's what happens. You end up walking back, and you end up picking up. And then, you know, for an alcoholic or an addict, once you pick up, it's over.
Right. So after your 90 days, do you still see people? Do you have conference calls with them?
We have a meeting once a week for the men and once a week for the women, where the alumni are urged to come back and be a part of the program. And we actually hold a meeting that night. And it's very powerful for the people that are in the program to see the people that graduated and have them come back and talk about, you know, how they're doing.
Yeah.
And truthfully how they're doing. Give us the hard stuff too. Don't just tell us everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
And
the alumni,
and it's really helpful.
And the alumni must be so proud to be able to come back and talk to them.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. They truly are.
Tell us about CARP's annual spring luncheon, because when I was online, you had a really impressive guest.
We had Meredith Baxter from Family Ties.
I love her.
Who struggled with her sobriety.
And I didn't know that. That was really interesting. You know, you don't know.
Well,
who struggles.
It's that balance with people that are mm-hmm. sober. You know, if you're in a 12-step program, you're supposed to try to remain anonymous mm-hmm. as far as what program you're in, because you're not allowed to use, you know, we don't say the names of the programs that we rely upon, because we're not allowed to use them to endorse us. And a lot of people keep their anonymity because, you know, the public doesn't understand alcoholism and addiction. You know, they think if you just had enough willpower, you'd stop drinking.
Right.
You know, you tell someone you have a disease, and I don't want to hear that. It's not a disease, but it is. It's the American, you know, Medical Association declared it a disease in 1959.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if someone has cancer, everyone feels awful for them. If someone is an alcoholic or an addict, it's like, well, if you just tried hard enough, you could stop. And there's a level of that to it. I mean, you have to want to stop. And part of the success that we have is we interview people to come in, and we don't let people in unless you're ready and willing. You know, if you're just auditing, we're not going to let you in, because it's too valuable of an experience. We only have 16 spots in each home, and we want to make the highest and best use of those spots for people that are truly ready to become sober.
And you can tell the people that come in there, they're just appeasing their family or friends that have no intention.
We try. But, you know, we're not always right. But, yeah. So, but our spring luncheon, you brought that up. It, it was really wonderful. We do that every year. We try to bring somebody in that's going to appeal to a large base of audience. And that's our major fundraiser every year. We usually hold it at the Four Seasons Resort. They're very kind to us. We do pay our way, but they're a wonderful partner. Mm-hmm. And we think this year we raised close to $300,000.
Wow, that's awesome.
And, for a nonprofit like us, that's a major thing.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. We're talking to Mr. Kelly Landers, who's the CEO of CARP Today, which is Comprehensive Alcoholism Rehabilitation Programs. You can find out the info at carpinc.org. If you know an alcoholic or if you are an alcoholic, you can just call one of these and say, Kelly, I really need to set up a meeting. And then that's where it takes off?
Yes. I mean, what will happen is if you call CARP, we will call you back and we'll do the interview. Now, you know, we tell people it's 90 days, and some people are like, well, I'm not ready for that. And we say, okay, well, God bless you, and, you know, here's some other places you might want to call. Maybe they can help you. But, you know, as far as places that when you don't have insurance and you don't have the money to go somewhere, there are not a lot of places in Palm Beach County that do that.
Exactly. You know? Now, you told us about CARP's relationship with Restoration Bridge, which was awesome, where they get to go there and be a part of the community, helping box foods and stuff. What's your relationship with New Horizons?
We love New Horizons. New Horizons trains service dogs for people that need them.
Oh.
And part of the training is that these are golden retrievers, and part of the training is that they need to be socialized. So they bring to us once a month, they'll bring four dogs for the men and four dogs for the women. And the dogs usually come on a Thursday or Friday and stay until Monday or Tuesday. And we take care of them. It gives New Horizons staff a break, and it gives us a chance to enjoy these wonderful animals that are so highly intelligent and just wonderful. And it actually helps the dogs train and you know, be around, be socialized. So we're blessed to have that. And I'll tell you something. I don't know who's got the better end of the deal there, because right. Our people love those dogs. And you could get a guy that comes in and he's just rough and he's just not happy and he's mad at the world. And you bring that dog around, and I'm telling you, it just melts. It just melts people.
Yes.
We had a lady that came to us from prison, and she was absolutely shut down emotionally. And they brought the dogs in, and I watched. And these dogs know who to go find, too. It's amazing.
Really?
Like, they find the people that need them.
Wow.
And that dog ran up to this one woman and just kind of nuzzled her a little bit. And I was kind of watching. And next thing you know, she's petting the dog and she's doing great. So it worked out wonderful.
That's awesome. Beneficial for dogs and humans, for sure.
Yeah, we're blessed. That's
yes.
Another wonderful partnership that we have.
Well, tell me about Triangle Club, your relationship with them.
Triangle Club is the largest AA clubhouse in Palm Beach County, and not by accident, we built the men's home directly across the street from the Triangle Club. So our men walk across the street and go to meetings. There's a 7 a.m. meeting, there's a noon meeting, there's a 5 o'clock meeting, and there's other meetings that we go to. And the women are right around the corner, and they're able to get to those meetings also. And we built those buildings and, you know, because of the fact of the location of the Triangle Club. And we enjoy that partnership. We support them, and we encourage the community to support them also.
And you're right on Okeechobee, correct? Are both of your buildings on Okeechobee?
So the men's home is on Okeechobee Road, which is off of Mercer Avenue. And then the women's home is on Mercer Avenue, just around the corner.
Okay, gotcha. And tell me about Life Resources. What's your relationship with them?
Life Resources is a fantastic program. They provide medical care for people that really can't afford to go anywhere else. And they do it in the form of testing. When you first come in, we get everybody tested, so that way they know if they need to know about any sort of thing, whether it's pregnancy, whether it's TB or any other type testing. They'll do AIDS testing. And, you know, a lot of our folks have been on the street and, you know, they don't know if they picked up something or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is that they get tested, they find out they're clean. And it's part of self-esteem is feeling good about yourself.
Right.
And knowing what your health is. And they come to us and they provide testing for all of our folks, men and women. And then, you know, they're really great if we have somebody that's got something going on separate from what they provide, they can connect them we had a man that came to us, and he had been drinking for 43 years. I mean, just no chance of being sober.
Wow.
And his friend, who happened to be a police officer from Belgrade, picked him up and brought him to JFK North to get clinically stable, and then he came to us. And he went to Life Resources, and when they came to us, and it turns out he had hepatitis C. He's had it for a long time. And Life Resources found basically a scholarship for him for a $90,000 program for him to remove or at least put in remission the hepatitis C.
Wow.
And they got that for him. And, you know, again, what a wonderful thing to provide somebody that they can live their life and be just a sober man.
A start over, a do-over. Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's absolutely. And so we can't say enough great things about Life Resources.
Yeah,
they're a wonderful program, and we're blessed to have them.
Now, you said you've got 16 spots in the men's building and the women's building. Do you ever get full, and then what happens then?
Well, we stay full, and we create a wait list. That's all we can do.
Right, and then you got the graduation, so you keep going through.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, every month we have a graduation, mm-hmm. so every 30 days we lose 5 or 6 people.
Oh, I suppose. Yeah, that's right.
And we replace them.
Are there any people that stay longer than 90 days?
We do let people stay longer. You know, that's the beauty of what we do. We're not required to kick somebody out the door at 90 days because we can't bill those units of service to the state of Florida anymore, or we can't run their insurance anymore. And frankly, we get calls from private, you know, somebody comes down and they thought that they were going to go to a private treatment center, and then they find out their insurance doesn't cover it. And now they're here from Arkansas or Mississippi, wherever they're from. And that people call CARP, and we talk to him. And if the guy is truly willing and motivated, you know, because at that point he's homeless and he doesn't have insurance, we're more than willing to help him.
Right. We're talking to Mr. Kelly Landers, the CEO of CARP, Comprehensive Alcoholism Rehabilitation Programs. And if you've liked what you've heard today, and I'm sure you have, you might want to check out carpinc.org for any information that you want. Do you have a phone number, or is it just easiest for people to log on and find out all your information there?
You can log on at carpinc.org, or you can call us at 561-844-6400.
Kelly, before I let you go, tell me more about the relationship that CARP has with the community.
Well, we've been in the community since 1972. That puts us at 52 years of providing care for the indigent people that need help. And the alcoholic underserved or the addicted underserved come to CARP.
And it's both alcohol and drug addiction at CARP?
It's both, because okay. It's hard to find anybody nowadays that doesn't have both. But we have both. It's both, and then we have individuals that are just drug addicted, and we have individuals that are just addicted to alcohol. You know, we treat it as the same, and we make sure that everyone else treats it the same that wants to be in our program.
And you've been around for since 72, you said. How did you get involved with CARP?
I had a friend that asked me to be involved with the board. And I got involved with the board, and at one point we went through a reorganization. That was in 2016, where we went from being a completely state-funded agency to no longer being state-funded and starting over. And we've managed to do that, and now it's just a matter of raising funds to continue the process and continue CARP's tradition.
We love every tradition that you have, and we definitely want to keep you going for many, many years to come. CARPINC.org to donate, find out more information. I saw that you people can donate bricks, so that's how you do your donation platforms and different levels?
Well, you can buy a brick for $250, but there's also you can just make an outright donation. You know, a lot of the folks, when they graduate, they want to buy a brick, and that way they leave their name behind.
Yeah.
And also all the support in the community, we have that also. So that's one way. But there's also ways on the site where you can, you know, support a client, whether it's for 90 days or whether it's for you know, a week. So mm-hmm. There's lots of ways to be supportive. We're very blessed. We have a great deal of community support. We value that. And, you know, we just need to continue to grow, because that's how we fund our program.
Exactly. CARPINC.org. And thank you again, Mr. Landers, for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a blessing, and thank you so much for caring about us.